Podtacular Halo 3 AMAS Show, Episode 61, for the week of May 1st, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm Kimo23.
I'm JBB.
And this is the Halo 3 show, where we're going to talk about all things Halo 3, and there is a lot to talk about. We got E3 coming up. We are very much expecting Halo 3 details at E3, and possibly a playable demo, possibly a movie. We shall see, but definitely stuff to come on that one.
Crossing our fingers.
Yeah.
But we got every sign is pointing that way. I mean, we'll talk about that in a minute. But before we get started, let's talk about a couple things we got going on at Podtacular and within Halo 2. We got the 1500 campaign going on at Podtacular. Have you guys heard about this one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah, I've been walking in the streets with my Podtacular shirt and
megaphone.
That's it.
I still got to order my Podtacular shirt. Other than that.
Me and Banana Phone, we walk around in Viking slippers and nothing but a
Viking
Podtacular
slippers.
Shirt. Yeah.
I can just imagine walking around in public. Can you rope me? People just shoot
work,
you.
Man.
Weird
me,
glances.
Ma'am. Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. Can you rope me, please?
Police.
Oh, don't slap me.
Can you rope me, please?
Sean Connery.
Yeah, you guys doing the Sean Connery voice because
Sean Connery.
You know, he's a stud, so
he is.
It works.
He is.
I'm telling you.
He is pretty man. Well, we got the 1500 campaign, which means we're trying to get 1500 listeners by E3. And something suggested by Dialpex over on Podtacular Pro B, I believe. And what that is basically, we're trying to get 1,500 listeners. There's a whole bunch of details on podtacular.com on suggestions on how to do that. All kinds of things from, messaging your friends and just kind of a short campaign to try to make this happen and try to boost our numbers by the time E3 comes around and Halo 3 comes out, and we're really going to move right into the Halo 3 show. So.
Yeah. How many do we have? Like 1,499 right now?
And a half.
And a half.
Yeah, I half listened.
Yeah,
so,
you know, we have a few. We have a few midget listeners. So, yeah.
We've got someone with just a torso, like a head. Okay,
just a torso. Yeah, they measure
like
your height before
listener.
You.
Why not? Paraplegic.
Yeah, no, but imagine how well he can teabag.
Oh, my
oh
gosh.
Yeah.
So we also have the matchmaking update. Which came out recently. Speaking
on
of torso
point
people,
of the
teabag,
show, right?
Yeah.
Which this is kind of old news for you guys, but you know, it came out recently. We thought we'd give you our opinion on it and stuff. So, Kimo, I know you're grounded, so you haven't been playing, but
nah,
sucks.
No, couldn't be. Not Kimo. Yes, Kimo. I am grounded.
You got caught eating too many Twinkies.
Well.
Oh man.
Maybe, no.
It's robbing those liquor stores again, man. I'm telling you.
I know, dude. I just can't get away.
Yeah, man.
But,
you thug.
Yeah, dude. So, JVB, have you played these then? The new stuff going on since the
Nah, nothing from the new, except for a big team battle, which was pretty much the same old big team battle with lag and people dropping.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know,
except
I missed it in a way.
Yeah.
So
the thing is with that, right, is the is how you can go in with a party of eight. Before, they had a limitation where you go in at a party of eight, you can only get matched up with a party of 6 to 8 people. So now, if you go in a party with eight, they took away that limitation, so you can get matched up with anyone, whether it's a small group or a large group or combination thereof. So it makes it much easier to actually find a match if you go in with a big group. So.
Yeah, that's good.
When I did play Big Team Battle, that was like, I don't know, that's why I guess I'm not a 10. Nothing to do with skill level here. Nothing to do with skill level. But it was like, I could never find a match, and I don't know, I just, you know, never had the patience to go above a 10.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Now you don't have to worry about, like, taking forever to load a game. Because, like, back in the old days almost, you know, it's still bogged down a little bit by the 360 people out there. But...
Yeah.
I'll get one eventually. But join your ranks. Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah, so
actually,
there's...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying there's a couple other changes we got. On the matchmaking update, we have Backwash being removed from Preylist. I was praying for Backwash, but no more. From playlists where appropriate. Which is cool.
Yeah. Backwash.
Because Backwash sucks.
Yeah. Backwash is a cool map, but it lags for 360.
It's not a bad. Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
I hated Backwash snipers. I just. Oh.
Yeah, that was. I played Backwash Rockets, and it was like it's stuttering, and I'm getting blown up. I'm like, Jesus, forget about it.
Of course.
I don't want to play. Forget about it.
You talking
is to
me?
Little,
yeah?
Is that like coming towards me, Guilty Spark? Boom.
You know, one time we were like in a tough match, and all of a sudden I hear. That little bastard, like, humming. He's like, and I'm like, and I'm shooting in the air. I'm like, what the hell? Somebody really scared the crap out of me.
He starts laughing, and you're like, you bastard.
That'd be awesome if you could shoot him out of the sky, dude, if you, like, shotgun him and he falls to the ground dead. Nice.
Yeah, he's trying to tell awesome. Your team, I know he's here. He just probably super bounced, and he's above us.
He's talking to me, man.
The voices.
So they also, yeah, let's see, they removed Rumble Armory, which is cool. I played that, like, twice.
Hmm.
Yeah, no comment, because nobody's ever bothered to play it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They also removed, they added... Rumble Hardcore, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. I know you guys haven't played this yet, but dude, I played it on, like, Warlock. It's freaking crazy with 8 people with BRs and grenades on Warlock. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
It's just
yeah,
psycho.
You have no chance right there, man. Let's find a nice little spot where nobody sees you for a few seconds.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, there's like, specific strats that work well, though. For, like, if you stay up in the base areas... On the second level, you can get a jump on people that are, you know, walking along, like, some kind of hallway that can't duck around a corner fast enough, like, between the exit on the other side of the platform
right
and the air vent. Between that spot, they can't hide anywhere. So if you're getting shot by them, you're screwed, you know? Unless you can turn around and back up fast enough. But
throw a grenade down there and
Shoot
them in the head. It's
I know that all too well.
Exactly. But anyway, so that's out there now. You guys are probably enjoying it. Those of you that like it, I think I'm just going to skip it because I hate it because I'm getting my ass kicked. At least until the levels, like, you know, even out a little bit. So the level ones are actually level ones. Then I might be able to deal with it a little more. Anyway.
Yeah, I remember that happened with Team Snipers and, you know, I'm here thinking I was on a level playing field and... You know, I'm getting, like, no-scoped up the wazoo. Like, how the hell did he do that, man? And I look at their rankings. I'm like, oh, no wonder.
Wow, no-scoped up the wazoo, man. That's going to hurt.
It hurts in the wazoo.
I mean,
you might want to see a proctologist about that, man.
You sniped me up the wazoo. Forget it.
Forget it. What is... What does that have to do with anything, man? Forget about it. Freaking wazoo.
Up the wazoo. Forget about it.
Hey, what are you doing up the wazoo there?
Hey.
So, back to Halo 3. And moving along.
Yeah, no more Sopranos.
Back to Halo 3 here.
We haven't even gotten to the point of the show.
Yeah, really.
Talk about that.
He's only 20 minutes or something.
Talk about that Halo game there.
Yeah. So there's some stuff we know so far. Anyway, We got basically all kinds of stuff that we're hearing. I was talking about how every sign points to that Halo 3 is coming out at E3 with details, and I really think it's going to happen. There's all kinds of things. There's a CNN article that got posted recently that was basically conjecture, but hey, it was on CNN. So, you know, saying that he'll expect to see Halo 3 details at E3. HBO, well, they basically reported on the CNN article among a lot of other rumors that was emailed to them. Also, there was the Forerunner rumor that emerged, you know, a little while ago that was talking about that Halo 3 would not be called Halo 3, that it would be called Forerunner, that it would be...
like Game Informer.
Prequel.
It would be like, what was it, like GTA kind of game.
Yeah, they brought it out. Everybody thought it was an April Fool's joke, and then about a month later, Game Informer backed their story up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what kind of April Fool's joke they...
Didn't it get, like, disclaimed or something? I mean...
Well, Bungie said, yeah, it wasn't... They didn't, like, deny it, but they kind of pushed it to the side.
They were like, we didn't say this, so...
Yeah,
well,
so,
it was funky, like, because it was that Frankie got on the HBO forums and said something about it, but the way he worded it, some people said that he denied it, but I think the way he worded it, it could have been that he didn't deny it, but whatever, that's conspiracy theory, so it doesn't
really matter.
That's going
to be pretty hard to accomplish.
Well, you know Bungie,
they like to play
the internet crowd, you know.
Yeah, I think it's Microsoft that likes to play the internet crap, man. And Bungie's kind of like, oh, crap, we got to go along with their freaking marketing
mind games
and all this crap.
Like I love bees, which is I enjoyed that. I actually went to the in New York. They had, you know, they told you the location of the secret scene. And secret location where you can go actually play the game before it came out. So I went with a friend of mine and played Halo 2 like a week early.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was in a movie theater, so it was cool. Like, we were playing against Texas, L.A., and like they had it on the movie screen, like people doing Slayer. And
that's pretty cool.
It was cool, yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
Well, yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff coming out that's basically pointing to it coming out. Also, Major Nelson recently made a slip-up, I believe a slip-up on his show, where he basically, you know, someone that was, he was talking to the Frag Dolls and about how...
Oh, yeah.
You know, about how everybody...
She was testing out a game.
He was saying, everybody kept saying, you know, he's like, what game are you playing? And everybody kept saying Halo 2, and he was like, well, what 360 game are you playing? And they're like, I don't know, we're playing this side or the other, but we pretty much play Halo 2. And he kept trying to turn it towards the 360. And, you know, eventually there was this girl that was like, I play Halo 2. And he was like, well, what 360 game are you playing? She's like, I don't play 360 games because the 360 sucks. So she's like, I play Halo 2.
No,
she didn't say those exactly, but pretty close.
There was one girl that she's been... she was beta testing a game, and she couldn't say, but that in E3.
You guys were like gonna enjoy it or something, you know?
Yeah.
They'd already gone through all that. Basically, talked about she's a Halo 2 person, and he's like, he's like, so let me ask you this: you've seen a bunch of stuff this weekend because they already talked about they've seen a bunch of stuff they can't talk about. So you know, at Microsoft, what's going on over there? And he's like, Are you happy with what's going to be coming out soon? And she's like, oh, yes, definitely. And she's like, E3, guys, got to check it out at E3. So, I mean, the way that it was all said and the way that it was all positioned, it was, like, you know, obvious to me. It was like a slap in the face that it was, you know, Halo 3 is coming out at E3. So,
yeah, I'm just, I mean, even if it's a teaser like they did last year when he was in the ship and he jumped into space towards the Covenant ship.
Yeah.
You know, something. I don't care. Just show something with actual graphics and just let us know that, you know.
Yep.
That it's here.
Show us a picture of Master Chief and we'll be happy.
Come on.
Come on. No, but they need something that's gonna steer the hype away from Sony and the Nintendo Wii.
for the Nintendo.
The Nintendo Wii, dude.
I've been hurt.
Oh, I mean, I know that's, by the time this comes out, you guys are just going to be like, man, Nintendo Wii is so retarded, this buzz is going to be all over the internet by this time. But, man, I just heard about
I already asked somebody if they wanted to go come to my house and play with my Nintendo Wii Wii.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, can I hook my Wii
up to your
Wii?
I heard the Nintendo Wii is pretty small, too.
Ah. It's compact, but it does its function.
Mine is bigger than most, man.
You hold the controller pretty hard, too.
Oh,
jerk around and stuff, right?
Oh, in one hand.
Anyway, let's get started and move on to our Halo 3 wish list here. We have a whole bunch of stuff that people sent in. I have removed everything that has already been mentioned, and believe it or not, we still have tons of stuff to talk about right here. So why don't we just get started with that? And so JVB, why don't you start us off, man?
All righty. G. Lewis says, coming from an official source, everyone else who wants to make stuff up says this, so it says also. Whatever, G. Lewis. Anyway, Halo 3 will actually be a platformer. No more pony news with the noob combo or the overly exaggerated pistol from Halo 1. From now on, Halo fans will be making their way through courses by making tedious tasks much like the ones found in Mario. Okay.
Right.
Also, the newest game will be the first MMO platformer, which can be used as an RTS. Instead of playing in first person, players will also be able to use the overhead look and play with millions of people at once. The game will be released tomorrow. Go to GameStop now.
What? Tomorrow? I'm going now.
Gotta go.
But
seriously, Halo 3 will kick ass no matter what Bungie does. Yeah, G. Lewis has to stay away from that champagne.
You've been playing too much champagne, man.
Yeah, right. But no, I have a feeling that this Forerunner rumor.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that because for those of us that remember Halo, the original Halo was supposed to be an RTS. Mm-hmm. So I think they might go with that route with some type of Halo cast off. So maybe the Forerunner rumor is true, but it's not exactly. Yeah. It's going to tie into the Halo universe, but not directly.
It could be. I mean, there was this guy, was it Shane Kim, I think it was, who works at Microsoft Gaming Studios that mentioned that anything that is in the Halo universe, we'll be mentioning soon. Basically trying to steer it away from Halo 3 and more talking about in the Halo universe. So, you know, who knows how that turns out.
It's a whole. Yeah, because that could be the movie. That could be the next novel that's coming out, the graphic novel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be new Halo dolls or something. I mean, it could be anything.
Halo dolls. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you pull the string back and it goes, I need a weapon.
I need a weapon.
Well,
in that voice,
you know, a little
too,
more manlier than that. But, you know.
I need a weapon.
Have JVB do the recordings, right?
For I need a weapon.
That's awesome, dude.
No, yeah.
I need a weapon.
You have a grunt. Like Fantastic Four, remember he was holding up the thing doll and goes, it's clobbering time.
Flag captured, round over. Spectacular.
Yeah.
Moving on to Norway at,
this is
a gamer tag from the Halo 3 wishlist here. He says to bring back Sidewinder with more bases, Zanzibar after a nuke went off. So it's just like a wasteland with remains of the base and the wheel and hang 'em high also, but just way bigger. He said, if you read the books, Lisa is killed and John puts her in the cryo chamber to try and save her. Mm-hmm. I think an awesome twist would be to have a story with John and Lisa. Maybe have the two stories combined, but then they split up or something. Also, they should have a version of a human ghost and a human banshee. I'd really like to see more customizable and malleable characters as well. I don't know what malleable is, but have to look that up in the dictionary. Hang on a sec. Pliable, movable. Anyway, more.
Malleable.
Anyway, more icons to put in your armor or different things you can add in your armor, like scratches or color disfigurations. Also, he's looking through his Xbox Live Marketplace and thought it would be cool if there was stuff you can unlock and put in your Spartan or Elite if they're in the next game. Like, if you beat certain parts of the game, you'll get more stuff or get more gamer points. And kind of like the more hours you play, the more stuff you get. I don't know. It'd be kind of like a RPG. The farther you go into the game, the more stuff you get to battle harder bosses. But that's just his opinion.
Yeah, or some episodic content.
Ooh, that'd be sweet.
And, you know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of possibilities with the new downloadable content. Let's see how, if anybody can do it, it'll be Bungie.
No doubt.
Because to this day, you know, they're still working on the playlist and everything. So at least they're keeping the fans happy.
Yeah.
Unlike Ubisoft or whatever. But, yeah, Lisa, I just finished reading that book, as a matter of fact.
How was it?
And it was good. It was good. And, yeah, she was put in the cryo chamber. And, you know, I know they said that none of the other Spartans are going to be in Halo 3. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe Forerunner will have some kind of, you know, story with the other Spartans or something. They gotta somehow put them in there.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine doing like a ordering your Spartans around or something.
Like a squad based thing, like a Republic Commando.
Yeah, like Ghost Freak. Yeah, I mean,
that's a good game.
That'll be pretty cool.
I heard somewhere.
I know. I forgot which one was the sniper.
Kelly.
There was one. Yeah, Kelly. She was like a kick ass sniper. So kind of keep it light.
I read somewhere that the next book is coming out. Like, I was looking on Amazon, and it was like the next series of book. It's called the working title is Ghost of Coral. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys bought the special edition Halo 2.
Yeah, Halo. No, I never bought that one.
But I don't know. Somewhere in it, they mention like a place called Coral. And so, like, that's where that title comes from. But that's just a working title, so nothing sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, they definitely left a lot of things open. So, you know, see what they do with it. Might as well.
Well, Kima, why don't you take some of Brent Gamer here?
Sure. Brent Gamer says, Warthogs are awesome. Everybody knows that. But how could Bungie make their next generation of Warthogs better? Here are my predictions. The first thing he says is Warthogs will be equipped with hydraulics and huge stereo systems playing Lowrider as you race over your opponent's face. If your opponents don't know that you're coming, they're either deaf or stupid.
And then you can go, Orderly Holmes, where's the base?
Come on, man, pull your guns out. What you got?
Look at the flag, you see.
Where'd you get it?
Like the flag, you see. And then the announcer goes, Kill Tacketer! All right, keep going.
All right. The second thing, these are all pretty funny. The second thing he says is, all 9-year-old Xbox players will be forced to sit in child safety seat upon entering the Warthog.
Yes! Awesome.
We got like the guy piling into the side seat. The driver's like, I can't go until you put on your seatbelt. I can't go.
We're not going anywhere, young man. Pull on your damn seatbelt.
Don't make me pull this car over.
But I got a pee-pee.
How much longer?
Are we there yet?
Okay. All right. The third thing he says is the new Warthog will be equipped with a Chuck Norris which will deliver a roundhouse kick to your opponent, giving you an instant kill. 5 kills and the Chuck Hog will give you a Chuck Tackler medal.
Chuck Tackler.
Chuck Tackler.
Chuck Tackler.
Oh, man.
And then the next one would be like, Chuck Trocity.
Chucking spree.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris, man.
Yeah.
You better thank the internet for making you famous again.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
Number four is when jumping a large hill, the Warthog will send out a deafing yee-haw Duke Boy style.
Only if Daisy Duke's in it. If Daisy Duke is in it, then I like that one.
That was like the entire movie of freaking Dukes of Hazzard, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
I didn't either, from what I understand, that was like the whole point.
I was forced to watch it by my friend, but whatever.
Even if it's a Spartan with like just the bottom half of Daisy Dukes, you know, that'll look alright.
Or maybe the top half, you know.
She's gonna get her legs blown off, man.
It could be like the Stumpy, the guy with the stumps, listening.
Stumpy, come back here, I'll bite your knees off.
It's like, oh, that's who's behind Master Chief's armor.
It's like Stumpy. Metroid again, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be a good game.
Metroid and the final thing he says is, instead of a horn, the Warthog will have an ice cream truck.
Aww.
Nutty Buddies and chocolate fudge bars will also be available in back next to the gunner.
Imagine.
They're coming, dude.
I'm out of ammo. Throw the Nutty Buddies.
Hey, man, I'm down here.
Ice cream.
Oh, crap, they're coming. Hurry up. Well, we got one from Def2U who says it would be awesome if Halo 3 had a multiplayer game type that was a beach assault like in Saving Private Ryan, but instead of transport boats, have drivable pelicans that can drop off players and vehicles and be shot down by plasma artillery. Okay.
They definitely need some kind of epic battle scene in the next game. Like Call of Duty 2 when you're going to the beach. Oh my god, it's insane.
Yeah, it's murder.
Dang.
So we definitely need something like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. A lot of people are calling for that, definitely, is having a large-scale battle. Because, you know,
I mean, it's going to be on Earth, so, I mean...
Yeah, I think just the some type of... Xbox One was limited on that, you know? It can only display so much.
Yeah.
much at the time.
Just speaking about the Pelicans, sorry. I was just like... I saw this video where some guy modded the Banshee to look like a pelican.
Sweet.
So, like, he would do that, and it would, like, somehow have, like, the property of a Warthog where you could, like, ride in it. Or, like, a specter or something, to, you know?
Oh,
so
okay.
It was, like, and I was just wondering, I mean, like, why can't Bungie do that? It's basically the same, like, physics as, you know, the Banshee, like, a different, you know, skin.
Well, I mean, I know why they didn't do it in the first place is because of balance issues. You know, you got to find a way. It's tricky to get a giant thing like that and have balance issues have balance issues taken care of to where you can. Because otherwise, you know, the entire game becomes a pelican transfer, you know.
Yep.
So you got to be able to take that out to where it's equally vulnerable as it is powerful. So that's what they're trying to do.
If they did put it in, they probably, like, only put it on maps such as Containment or something.
Yeah, definitely a big map, so no doubt.
Yeah,
yep. Or a foundation. That'd be crazy.
Give me to room 3.
Hurry up. Okay, we're there. Get out. Yeah, so he says, also, if there was a huge 20-player-plus game type that was space battles between the Covenant and humans with player-controlled fleets. Okay, man, now we're talking about a completely different game here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
But, you know.
Space like battles would be cool, though.
It would.
Yeah. All right, XBS13 says, it would be awesome if Halo 3 was an open-world game like Oblivion or GTA, a la Forerunner.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know.
I think you can't really do that with, like, an FPS such as Halo.
Well, I mean,
like so much stuff you can do.
Yep.
I mean,
I can see it like with a Marine character or something, but not with a Spartan. I mean,
yeah, maybe
they're supposed to be like superhuman and, you know, but a Marine where you can build them up.
Yeah.
And, you know, have it be into the story or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I should do the next one too. That's pretty short.
All right. John Panning says, "Hey, Potacular, here's a few new ideas I would like to." Here's a few new ideas I would think would be cool for Halo 3. Number one, an assault on multiplayer. Would like to see maps be more interactive with the bomb. For instance, if you play Assault on Lockout and you arm and plant the bomb, it explodes. The whole bridge collapses.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, or you could use that as some type of tactical strategy advantage. Yeah.
And if you turn, you know, map reset off and everything, you got a blown out bridge right there.
Yep, and you got to use the vehicles and that. You know, that'd be cool. That'll be nice.
You got to plant the bomb in midair. Good luck.
You have like a kite and you just freaking fly it in there.
A combat kite.
Bring on the combat kite.
You sure, boss? I've been saving this one for a rainy day. Come on. Shut
Bring
up, soldier.
Bring out a kite with like a little happy face in it.
Machine guns on the side.
Then number two, he adds that for there to be a one-click option with crouching. Yeah, man, please.
Yeah.
So when you crouch, you don't have to hold down the analog stick.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I catch like cramps galore.
I know.
Huh? You know, I have big hands, and holding down that damn thumb button, trying to crouch. That's why I don't even bother anymore.
Yeah.
Just like, you know what? I'm here. Kill me. Do it.
No, come on.
Do it now. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah. So, no, but I definitely like destructible environments. I hope.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll do something where we can take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the legend 1228 says maybe they could incorporate a character edit mode, like edit helmets, armors, etc., or even just add more character models, like grunts. For Xbox Live matchmaking, a human versus Covenant playlist, where they make one team human, make them choose the model they want to use for the match, and the same for the Covenant team. Like, I'm guessing he means, like, Spartan, Marine, or something.
Yeah.
And a time limit would be applied, so no team could stay in the lobby to wait for one person to choose their character.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't put, what are the grunts? No, not grunts.
Jackals.
Elites.
The big guy. Yeah, well, the jackals and the...
Hunters?
Brutes.
Yeah, you know, yeah, the brutes. I'm surprised they didn't add them to Halo 2 in, you know, multiplayer.
The Predators?
That would have been, yeah, some Predators, little aliens. No, I thought there'll be, like, more variety as far as characters were concerned, but, you know, hopefully in this one they'll... You know, I kind of got boring seeing the same colors, same player models.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah. I mean...
No doubt.
Put some type of variety.
Well, on to Armed Response X, who says, just a thought for Halo 3, why doesn't Bungie add in a new power-up? When Halo 2 was released, I was disappointed that the old power-ups hadn't changed, except for the color of the overshield from red to orange, and the upgraded textures. I was thinking maybe if they could find a way to incorporate a green circle power-up, which gives you temporary super speed... extra damage or something. Bungie, I hope you're listening. Sounds cool.
I hope Bungie's listening too. That'd be cool.
We don't. I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't want anybody with a super speed.
Yeah, that would be kind of crazy.
Imagine that, man. He'll camp right there, and then he's running around, meleeing
you. Grabs your
you.
Flag and runs away. Like, what happened?
Yeah, really.
Crazy Eminem says, my wish list for Halo 3 is a remake of Lockout. Remakes of other maps would be cool too, but it has to have Lockout. Number two is bots, but not stupid bots like PDZ. They have to be smart bots. Smart enough to figure out a way to break out of a virtual TV dimension and eventually take over the world.
And look for John Connor.
I, your Master Chief, come to kill you. Number three was a level where you have to take on a whole army of enemies with hundreds of Covenant. You would be in a tank. You would be in a tank for this bit, or perhaps gunners seated on a pelican, like Graw.
Hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, the AI wasn't that bad in Halo 2.
No.
They're better than Graw, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I had a guy shoot me with a bazooka yesterday. My own teammate, computer control character. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Nice.
Turned around and shot me. Anyway.
I think the thing I agree most with is what he said, is the remake of Lockout.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know, that's like the best map, in my opinion, for Halo 2.
That's everybody's favorite map, man. Because,
yeah, I know. It's just perfect.
It's such a mix between a small range and a mid-range map, because you have so many levels that it actually makes it possible to play at mid-range. So.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's pretty well balanced.
Yeah.
It's not that great for, like, objective games, but it's great for Slayer.
Oh, I beg to differ, man. I play that on one flag CTF fast with touch and turn on and first to two. I play that with 16 people all the time. And it is badass, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's gonna be like hello.
It's so much fun. With touch return on though, it makes it a totally different game. Like it makes it difficult to take it back. You can't just take it back every time. So it makes it tricky. You have to go in there with enough people and be able to take out enough people beforehand and make sure they don't respawn in there. So it's tough, man. It's fun though.
That does seem tough.
Yeah, what I like to do when I'm playing a game like that, I'll grab the flag, and if I know I'm going to die, I'll just jump off with it, just to piss them off. Like, you ain't going to have it either.
Some guy jumps after you. Yes, I am.
Give back my flag. Capture the flag on that map's pretty cool. It's action-packed, and there is some strategy to it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm wrong.
So on to Unreal Chief, who says, what I want in Halo 3, number one, importing maps from Halo CE's using your computer. Okay, then you're opening a door to modders, and that's going to be madness.
Yep, exactly.
Also, a map editor / creator. Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Possibly. A way to mod the weapons in certain maps, like if edited or created. Okay, created weapons. Okay, modding. And our game types like in Chaos Gulch and Halo CE. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, sorry. I know we're supposed to like be the end-all, be-all knowledge point on Halo, but I mean, I haven't played Halo CE, so sorry.
Yeah, I played it, but my PC couldn't handle the frame rate, and then I found out that it was poorly ported. So,
oh, really?
That's when I stopped playing it. It's like, freak it.
It's too bad.
But I don't even have Fortnite. This game!
Maps were nice, like the ones that were in there.
A campaign kind of like True Crime, where you have consequences if you don't do an assigned task. Okay. Possibly like a branching campaign where things change based on your decisions.
Like you die if you don't do right.
Maybe.
Spontaneously combust if you don't go the right way.
Oh, they make you wear pink.
Pink smiley pink. Face armor.
They make you team up with the gay marine.
Oh. You're going to be locked in a room with him for half an hour.
Hey, big boy.
This is tough love, son.
Better seal these doors off so they don't get in.
Put on these Daisy Dukes.
Ooh, you're so muscular.
Anything else been chemically enhanced?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man, you're killing me. Okay, a bigger campaign that takes 25-plus hours to complete through Legendary mode. Okay. 25. Damn. A bigger campaign that takes 50 years to complete through Legendary. Two separate
discs.
80,
I'll be 83.
Two separate discs, a campaign disc and a multiplayer disc, so you can fill the campaign disc with 25-plus hours of campaign and fill lots of multiplayer maps.
That I like.
I don't know if I like that so much, because I just like pressing B and going into multiplayer. I don't want to switch my discs every time I want to go back and forth.
That's a good point. Nah, switching discs.
I mean, if it means more maps and a better detailed single player, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't know.
I mean, after you finish the single player, you're going to have multiplayer in your 360 anyway. So.
Yeah, that's true. You're not going to switch very often, really. I mean, I don't. But.
The only thing that would prevent co-op, so.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be true. A problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want co-op. Must have co-op.
Co-op.
Come on. And a way to download every map Bungie made since that we all like to see most, if not all, of the Halo 1 maps in Halo 3. You want to see Halo 1 maps in Halo 3. I want to see Halo 1 maps in Halo 1.
Yeah, I want to see some new maps, man.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't mind it that maps. Much as long as it's not incorporated into matchmaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want some huge maps.
I can take one or two remakes. I kind of liked how they did that before, except that, you know, they could have chosen different maps. But still, you know, at least they made an effort. But it would be cool to, you know, to do a remake, like one or two maps. But I'm not interested in a compilation game that you can play with new weapons. I'd just rather have a new game entirely.
Yep, exactly.
So on to, he says, free live multiplayer action in Halo 3. Oh, man, you're really stretching it now. He said, hey, why not? Square Enix's Final Fantasy XI only needs Xbox Live Silver to play online. Okay. Unreal Chief, that's because it costs $12.95 a month to play it. After you sign up, take 2 hours, download all the stuff to your Xbox, sign up on all these obscure sites. Then it finally tells you, oh, by the way, it costs $12.95 a month on the freaking...
And you got to pay extra online. For every character you create.
Yeah, $1 extra, a month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, so, forget it.
Forget about it.
Next tip, all
right.
All right, so DeathDealer009 says, well, actually, he has like 20 things, you know, so I'm just going to list them. His Halo 3 wish list includes, 1, when trying to pull off an assassination, at least make it so you, like, snap their neck or something. That'd be pretty cool. The ability to crawl, like he's talking about Call of Duty 2, I guess. To go unarmed and have a variety of punch combos. Ultra combo!
Like spell combo. Check super Ayukin punch.
Yeah, like Killer Instinct. Ultra Mega Super Boober Combo.
Oh, man. I remember those combos.
I know, man. It's like a 35-hit combo. It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know what? I'll put my controller down, new one.
Yeah.
You win.
Okay. His fourth thing is a gun you can deploy as a computerized turret.
PDZ.
Yeah.
Perfect Dark.
Do not put achievements for level boosting online. Prone to modders, cheaters, standbyers, and whatever the hell cheaters do.
Makes sense.
To make custom weapons list. I guess he's talking about, like... I mean, like...
No.
Instead of just, like, no snipers, you can have, like... Only sniper and rockets, or like, you know what I mean?
That makes sense. That's
Yeah.
Have each gun have a secondary effect. No comment.
But then you eliminate the importance of controlling weapons. So like, if your battle rifle has a grenade launcher, you don't have to. That takes away the strategy that we've all been accustomed to. You know, like. Guarding the rocket launcher and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they could do that on certain guns, but why do that on every gun just because you have to have a secondary fire on every gun?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
In
it's
big
a
team.
Pistol, and it's a meat slicer. It's bull.
Can core an apple.
Okay.
Call down. We'll send you 3.
I think the pistol should have, like, a squirt of acid coming out, you know? Just melt your face off.
Acid squirt, secondary fire.
Or like, you know, oil slick or something. You come running after me, I throw it, you know.
Smoke
you slip
screen.
And I melee you. Yeah, you slip and fall and I teabag you. I don't know.
Dude, Spy Hunter.
Yeah, exactly. It could work.
Yeah. All right.
Oil slick. Freaking oil slick, man.
Oil slick.
Banana peel.
Usually a bunch of Spartans tripping. Slip. Boom.
And it says, "You slipped."
Humiliation. Nice trip. See you next fall, buddy.
Think about it. Instead of saying no scope, you say, oil slick. Oil slicked his ass. That nub.
You got slick, sucker.
There's the idea for the new power up.
Yeah,
oil slick. Yeah, right?
Good idea. Water balloons.
Anyway.
Anyway. All right. So his next thing is, he says, is in big team battles, be able to initiate an airstrike.
Wow.
Yeah.
Iffy.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be like mercenaries.
Like mercenaries. Yeah.
Another thing
is that's actually fun doing an airstrike on mercenaries.
Hmm.
And outpost.
Cool.
Okay. The next thing is to pick up, put down, toss fusion cores.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
Yeah, that.
Or just go through.
I mean, it'll be funny if you pick it up and I shoot it and you die. I mean.
Like, throw it in someone's face. Here, you take it.
Stack them on top of each other. Make a house.
Hey, Fumo, turn around. Boink. Shoot it right before. Bastard, man.
I was trying to build a house. Gosh. Almost done.
Yeah, that'll.
Okay. He says be able to pick up boxes, like big boxes need more multiple people to pick up, I guess.
1, 2, 3, lift. Oh.
Press X to lift box.
Yee-haw. Well, I mean, that's a lot to do in a fast action pace game.
Yeah, really.
You got no time. Oh, let me pick up this core here.
Oh, hey, can you help me with this?
Boom. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to use it. And you're running around with this big fusion core, and sniper has a feast with you.
Excuse me, coming through.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I mean, games like zombies, I could see, like, picking up boxes and stuff, but,
Kind of
the game's too fast. It just... Be like, hold on, let's pick up these boxes and all die together.
Let's just go through them. We'll say what we like at the end of the list of 20 things here.
Yeah, because it's right. It's a lot. All right, so to open, close, and bombard the hell out of doors, to change distance of grenade toss, some sort of survival game having you and your friend pinned up against the wall by flood. Some sort of woods or forest environment. Have a TV program to watch the world's best, like PGR3's Gotham TV. New types of game variants. 2-4 player co-op online campaign. To pick up the ability to pick up debris from the ground. Imagine throwing a 10-pound rock at a grunt's head. Okay. remote detonation mines. And more ways to be killed by the Guardians.
I'd rather throw a grunt's head at another grunt. I could pick up a grunt's.
So I'm see you at the party, Victor.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Here's your head.
Here's your head.
Tell your friends.
Here's a warning. Throw it at him.
Yeah, really.
What's
gonna happen to you?
Remote mines might be fun. I mean, you know, like if you're playing. I mean, that I could actually. I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to be able to change the distance of a grenade toss, too, to have some way to gauge that without making it unrealistic. You know, so you can, like, throw a short grenade, like, just drop it right at your feet or something and run off.
Yeah, I kind of like it the way it is, simply because it's actually a skill
for
somebody to learn how to throw grenades the right way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine, you know, any nub coming around and throwing a perfectly placed grenade because, you know, he has a guide to help him out.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
You know, so, I mean, definitely a four-player co-op. I mean, forget about the two-player. I want four-player.
Yeah, really.
And a Project Gotham TV type feature, that'll be awesome.
That'd be way sweet. TriSpartan says, this is My Halo 3 wishlist. I think Jackal Shield should be a multiplayer and just as powerful as your own shield because it would help with all those fatties with a noob combo.
Nah.
it would be a dual wield, so if you pick up battle rifle, if you pick up a battle rifle, it would go either on your side if there wasn't another weapon, or fall on the ground with just that circle in the middle, just on the ground unactivated. Okay, that was a mess of a sentence right there, but
yeah, that was kind of
basically saying, you know, it deactivates and becomes the center part when it's on the ground. I don't agree with having it holding a battle rifle and a shield at the same time. I think that would just be unbalanced. But having a jackal jackal shield and a SMG or a pistol or something like that.
Pistol, would, yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Also,
I actually think it should be something like a defensive, you know, tool, like something you couldn't hold another weapon with, like a rocket launcher or something, where you couldn't, you know, hold anything else. You would just be holding the shield and maybe be cover for the flag guy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, Perfect Dark has a shield, and you can only hold a pistol. And it's good against certain weapons, not all.
Okay. Makes sense. He said, I also wish that Bungie would bring back first person in the side seat of a Warthog. It seems so cool, and if you move up on the left stick, your view would move up. As if you sat up in your seat more, or right, you would sort of lean out of the hog. In fact, first person, no matter what it's like in the driver's seat of a hog, and the right stick moves your view so that you can move your head with the right stick and the left moves. Okay, I have no idea what the hell you just said, but I think I kind of get the idea. That's kind of a minor thing in my opinion.
I think they should keep the driver still in third person, but...
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know what he's talking about? Where he's talking about, like,
yeah,
first person in side seat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They should bring that back. I like third person. I don't know. That's me. In the turret, it would be awesome. First person, just picture that in your mind. He said the huge turret on the bottom of your screen, maybe. I don't know, man. I think that would be... It makes it difficult to see what's going on. Third person generally makes things easier to see everything that's going on, even though it's not as realistic, per se. But, you know, you can see everything that's around you, so... Anyway.
Yeah, because imagine having, like I said earlier, it's a fast-paced game. So if you have first person on a turret, somebody's going to just sneak up on their side. Yeah. And that's it.
Exactly. All they got to do is catch you at like a 90-degree angle, and they can just take you out.
Yep.
For the Banshee, you should be looking at a monitor inside the Banshee that shows the view in front of the Banshee. That sounds kind of cool, actually, to pull something off like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. That would be nice. Some type of radar and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. Critter Monkey says, in Halo 3, it would be cool when someone locked onto your vehicle with a rocket launcher or any other weapon that will have a lock-on feature, that you should get a warning that says someone is locking onto you. This will give you a chance to hop out and avoid being killed. Well, I don't think a voice, but some kind of beep. Like in, you know, the
lock
airplane
on,
games. Oh, like somebody go, move, mofo, lock on your ass.
Get out of your seat, sucker. I'm about to get cold.
Get out
of your car, fool.
Or Sean Connery going, I don't know about you, but I'm leaving.
That'd be the best.
They're locked onto you.
You're going to get roped.
Prepare for roping.
Roping engaged.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. That was awesome.
Chemo, you're up, dude.
All right.
Oh, okay. Critter Monkey says in...
Oh, no, I read that one.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Yeah, Lord Hobo.
Oh, sorry, yeah. My bad.
My buddy from Europe.
Yeah. All right, so Lord Hopo says, got a great idea for Halo 3. I'm sure everyone has come across people who fail to load a map and how annoying it is when people don't admit it. So the host has to start asking questions and then booting people, and I know Fuma has come across this, so why don't we make it obvious who failed to load the map? Like, put a symbol next to the game tag would save a lot of time and effort, would it not? End sentence.
and knowing Hobo, he probably said it at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, really. It's quite a
but see, the thing about that is that at the time, Bungie didn't know there was going to be a Xbox 360. So the only time you get that issue is when there's people with both Xbox 360s and the first Xbox together.
Yeah.
And, of course, people with Xbox 360s can't load. So since this is going to be on the Xbox, strictly on Xbox 360, there shouldn't be no problem with that.
Yeah, but it's kind of like an error correcting thing that still, you know, should be in there in the first place, and it was. But the thing is that I guess they didn't expect it to happen, but still, you got to plan for the worst, you know. And I know it's a mistake, you know, stuff happens, whatever. But we obviously expect that to be fixed on the next version.
Yeah, man. Because
that is hopefully no fun.
I know. Who is it?
Nobody
says anything.
Oh man, I've tried everything. At first, I would go. I'd ask everybody in the party, and by the time I get to the end, five people have quit, and then you know, and then I still don't know who it is, and it's still someone's failing to load the map.
I'll admit it right away, and then back out and come back. Some people just stay quiet.
Yeah,
no. Like, I might not ever get in this room again, man. I ain't leaving.
Well, on to Plasma Was Here, who says, hey, guys, for my Halo 3 wish list, I want more in-depth character customization. I would love it if you could change your visor to a color other than orange and could use custom colors that you could choose for your armor. I would also like it if you can embed or if your emblem can have different colors than your armor. Also, like everyone, I want AI. Keep up Podtacular, and let's get our 1,500 listeners. Okay, so some of that stuff we already have available.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's talking about just more customization in general on that.
Yeah, and hopefully, since we know Bungie's, you know, avid listeners, hopefully, you know, they put that into consideration.
Hook it up, Bungie.
All right. Purple Demon 666. He says, hey, guys. He says, hey, guys, I'm writing this on my PSP, so it is really hard. What is really hard? Anyway, I think that you should be able to kick the enemy with your foot. I wouldn't know what else to kick somebody with, but, you know.
You should kick them with your hand.
I think that would be a great feature. Laugh out loud. Yeah, I mean, you know, a little, like, sissy kick will be funny, you know.
Yeah.
The new teabag. Like, tap them with your foot.
I'd rather kick them when they're down. Like, do a nice kick to the nuts or something. Hear, like, a big clunk. Clunk.
And they go, but, oh! Yeah.
Oh, you caught me.
Like a real high-pitched voice.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Kick them in the nuts when they're down. I second that motion, JVB.
Yay. All right. Next one.
Yeah. All right. So Sergeant Sharpie says, I know a lot of people have said that they wanted troop commands and such for Halo 3, but I'm here to lobby against it. I think if Bungie started making the game too complex, then it would lose the fun, action-packed feel and become too much of a chess match. And I'm not very good at chess. The intense battle of outmaneuvering and outshooting your opponent is much more fun than having to figure a way out to get the retarded Marines to do what you want. The main thing I do want is bots. Bots would make Halo 3 last forever. It would ever get old? I think it means it would.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
Okay. In 15 years, if people aren't still playing on live, I would be able to whip out and play a little of old school gaming. And another thing is I want a minor thing, but it would make my color black back. I was always the black guy in Halo 2, but now I can't be that color. Come on, Bungie, stop being so damn racist.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't have that color in there.
They have steel and, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could hide in the shadows and everything. They found it to be a balance issue. Yeah.
And, of course, like everyone else, new guns, vehicles, and multiplayer levels. And, of course, 16 versus 16 team battles. That would be so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but imagine trying to find people to actually cooperate, man. That would be a tough challenge.
That'd be tough.
People complain that they want like 32 player games, but man, I mean, just doing big team battle 8-on-8, you always have like two guys either team killing you or just messing around doing something stupid.
Yeah, and you got quitters and everything.
So. Yeah, I don't think we've gotten to the point where gamers are mature enough to actually be at a 32-player game, not like PC players.
I actually read an article in the latest issue of EGM, and it was like a preview to this game called Huxley.
Oh, man.
That one looks hot.
That one looks cool. And they were talking about 100 versus 100 multiplayer games.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Can you imagine trying to, like, have a strategy in that?
Oh, man, forget it. I don't know how they're going to pull that off.
Yeah, that's an MMO, so that's going to be hot. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Classic Rock Guy says, what I would like to see in Halo 3 is a golden sniper rifle that kills anyone with one bullet, no matter where it is, as long as it hit the body. I remember how GoldenEye had the golden gun, so I thought it would be badass to have a golden sniper rifle. I hated that damn golden gun.
Yeah.
Man, I hated it.
GoldenEye had proximity mines, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I love GoldenEye, man. That was like the godfather of first-person shooters.
Yeah, for real, for consoles.
Going old school there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay, you next.
Next one, brother.
Okay. Okay, so... right, anyway...
A couple years, man.
Gotta drop me those subtle hints every now and then. Anyway. Okay, so... Coldest Iceman says... I would like for Halo 3 to have their own Kenny. I think it would be pretty cool for the Flood to kill Kenny... And then have Sergeant Johnson be like, oh my god, they killed Kenny. You bastards.
You sound just like him, man.
I've been practicing. You know, I'm grounded. Got nothing else to do.
I can just picture you sitting in your room trying to sound like Sergeant Johnson all day.
Oh my god, they killed Kenny.
Mom, where's my pancakes?
Anyway, but then have him mysteriously come back to life in the next level, only to be raped to death by teabagging brutes.
Teabagging brutes. The bearing teabags of theirs. Anyway.
Well, let me just do one more. Hazard says, number one, really big battles on Earth. A longer range for the shotgun. What's longer range for the shotgun? That's the whole point of the shotgun, is to have a short range, dude.
I know. Just make it work, man.
Yeah, for real.
I hate that. Shoot you three times with the shotgun, you turn around once, bam, and I'm dead.
I know. Yeah, it's annoying. Definitely. And he said, also, he wants it to be able to be used on the Xbox and not just the 360. Please, Bungie.
Nah.
He's begging because he can't afford a 360. Yeah, that's not going to happen, man. Sorry.
By the time that Halo 3 does come out, everyone's going to have a 360. The prices will have dropped, and everything will be okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully so.
We definitely hope that one.
We.
Especially the prices. Well, we didn't have time to get to the other games Halo Freaks play, although it's pretty obvious that a lot of that is Oblivion right now, because a lot of people are on Oblivicrack.
Nah. Yeah, what happened? I thought you was getting Oblivion.
Yeah, dude, that's I still want to get the 364 Oblivion, but I do want the price to go down, really, among other things. You know, I want to quit crashing and breaking like yours did and have a... Dude, JDB, man, he had like a nightmare customer service experience with Microsoft. And I don't feel bad mentioning here for all of us to hear because, man, I'm telling you, man, that sucked. Just even listen to it. I felt your pain, man.
Yeah, mine, I bought Ghost Recon. I played it all night. The next morning it was crashing. I put in Gun. That worked fine. So I figured, all right, maybe I'm having heat issues. Then I put in Perfect Dark. It crashed. So I called Microsoft on a Thursday to send me the box the next day. Send the damn thing out to UPS the same day. Call the next week. They can't find my Xbox. So they're like, I'll call back in 72 hours, a call back. They still can't find my Xbox. So they're like, oh, we'll give you a free game. It was between Cameo, Perfect Dark, or Project Gotham. So they're like, this will be fixed within a week. We guarantee it. So next week, same story. Then I called again the next day. This guy tells me, yeah, we found it. It's being fixed. So me being the pessimist that I am, from New York City, I call a few hours later, and they're like, no, we can't find your Xbox. So I went through that for almost a month, and then they sent me a refurbished one, but no hard drive. So I had to wait another week for a hard drive. And I had three profiles that weren't even mine on the hard drive. So, jeez. Yeah, it was...
And someone was signing you know, in with it was, your profile, it was right?
Yeah, I found out what that was. Whenever I went into Xbox.com and I signed in, I would show up online.
Oh, I see. That's crazy.
Yeah, because for a week, it was bugging me. People called me up, like my friend Valkyrie, he called me from Seattle. Dude, you got your Xbox back? I'm like, no. He goes, you're showing up online. I'm like, get out of here. Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Wow.
I would get calls like out of nowhere. You're online again, dude. We're going to find him for you.
I'm going to give him a Brazilian necktie.
I'm going to put a horse's head in his bed.
Going to give him some cement shoes and throw him in the drink.
You wear a size 8, huh? I was... You know, my wife, she looked at me and she's like, you know, I actually feel bad because you look lost without your 360. I'm like, I don't say that.
Oh, man. That sucks.
I'm like, don't make me feel pitiful. Yeah, no, it was tough, man.
Wow.
But there, you know, I found out that I wasn't the only one going through that. So there's, you know, there's a definite issue out there with some defective units.
Yeah.
And customer care right now, I guess they're so backed up that they don't know how to handle it right now. So,
yeah, they need to fix that. Both of those things.
Yeah, definitely, man.
So,
it's working, though. So
that's good. That's good. At least you got it back eventually.
Yeah, you know. So,
Well, wrapping it up, guys, that's the end of this week's show, but you can tune in for next week's tip show where we talk about how to level up and stay there in Halo 2 with some high-level general tips and map of the month broken down into each game type that's played on that map. So it's going to be some good stuff. Check it out.
Send in your tips, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We ask for new stuff every week, so check it out at podtacular.com.
And also you can call in our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO or 206-888-4256.
Yeah, and if you're getting some random guy's phone number, then you probably didn't spell Halo right. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I want to call in my tips.
Go ahead.
What? Can I tell you a story that happened to me real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to call a buddy of mine, PBN. He plays on Xbox Live with me. I went to call him, right? So this guy picks up. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, eating. I'm like, yeah, what are you eating? Chinese food. So this is a lady that used to work with us called Lystra, and she's like, you know, fat, and we're always teasing each other that, you know, we're having sex with her or whatever. So I'm like, ah, you know, you're eating Lystra and all this stuff. And he's like, excuse me? I'm like, ah, shut up. You know, I'm like, shut the F up. You know who the hell this is. And he hangs up. So I'm like, this bastard hung up on me. So I go to dial the number again, and then I realize I dialed the wrong number. And I'm here talking to this guy. He's answering me. And
oh, my God.
That's the best.
Oh, like, damn, dude. Not only did I disturb his lunch, but he was like, who the hell is Lystra?
Oh, man.
He starts looking funny at his food, like, what the hell is this?
He's like, aren't you a little old for a crank call?
He's like, who's this? I'm like, shut the F up. You know who this is. He's like...
That's awesome. Oh, man. Well, hey, shout out to Vote for JR, who turned 15 on May 27th. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Thanks to Cyclonic for editing as well, man. We really appreciate it in this episode. And
we're brother.
And that's a wrap, guys. Until next time, I'm Kumo Jai.
Kimo23.
JD Bizzle and the Hizzle.
Keep on frying trucks.
No. Remember, keep on sticking minivans.
Keep on phoning Volkswagen Beatles.
All right. Good enough. See you guys.
All right.
There's only one thing left to say.